The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then Jesus sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. The king of Egypt had plans. The powerful had expectations. The institutions had priorities. But the midwives had other things in mind. The midwives, as usual, were in the messy middle, overstepping established boundaries, inhabiting liminal spaces, ensuring that those birthing new life into the world had the safety to do so, or not, in direct opposition to governmental and religious folks who claimed to be in charge. As the author Laurel Thatcher Ulrich put it, "Well-behaved women seldom make history." Amen?
Amen.
I do want to point out that this much-beloved quote doesn't end there. There are more words which don't fit so nicely on a bumper sticker. The author's thought continues like this: "If well-behaved women seldom make history, it is not only because gender norms have constrained the range of female activity, but because history hasn't been very good at capturing the lives of those whose contributions have been local and domestic. For centuries, women have sustained local communities, raising food, caring for the sick, and picking up the pieces after wars." Amen?
Amen.
The authorities were, the empire was, the establishment is, but the midwives. But the midwives feared God, and they did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them. They let the boys live. There's a reason midwives were often branded as witches. Because midwives were the ones who willingly entered the space between here and there, between heaven and earth, between life and death. Fearing God, they ventured into the gray areas, and they put themselves often at great risk for doing so. They were tortured, hanged, excommunicated, and ridiculed for standing with and sitting at the bedside of women. When I was a pastor in Jerusalem, I heard a colleague tell me the story of women in Bethlehem who, when they were trying to cross into Jerusalem to go to work, they would cross the checkpoint, and instead of opening their IDs to the page where they needed to have it to make it go efficiently, they would just give them the papers that they had, so that the soldiers had to open and flip through and find the page. Was it illegal? No. Did it cause trouble? Yes. Did it make more time? Yes. It was a tiny act of defiance, and it sent a message: I do not agree with this system. I do not agree. I do not submit. But the midwives, Well-behaved women seldom make history. And friends, it is only because of a happy accident that we are even hearing this story of Shiphrah and Puah today. Because actually, this story is the alternate reading for the week. And as we had our staff meeting on Tuesday, we looked at it and I said, oh, look at that. That's not the story. That's not the reading that I thought we were going to have this week. I had already been looking at the other reading. And I thought to myself, maybe it's not such an accident. Maybe this is a moment. Maybe this is a moment for us to think about Shiphrah and Puah. And what do they teach us about what it means to honor God? What can we learn from the story of these disobedient women, these misbehaving women, these nasty women? You remember when we used to talk about nasty women? Mm-hmm. What can we learn about what it means to be God-fearing people today? Some of you know that I worked, before I was a pastor, as a doula, a birth assistant in the years before I was ordained. And I loved it. I loved that work. I loved being invited into that in-between space. I suppose I was just holding off that moment when I was actually going to be ordained as a pastor, but still. I loved that. And those were not wasted years. Because I want to say, if you have ever had the opportunity to sit like Shiphrah and Puah in that moment when a new person is emerging, is entering the world, you'll never be the same. That moment puts everything in perspective. In those moments, you have to really understand, what is your foundation? What are we here for, really? A former president is indicted, but look, there's a baby. 3 mass shootings happened yesterday in our country, but look, she's breathing. The country is crumbling under its history of racism and sexism and homophobia, but look, he's vigorous and he's strong and he's here. But the midwives hold this space and they pull us along. They remind us. They pull us back to our foundation to understand who we are and whose we are. Shiphrah and Puah are here today, not by accident, but because we need to remember. We need to be reminded of who we are and what our foundation is. Pay no attention to the man behind the screen. Pay no attention to those indictments. Look here. Look what is happening today. Because babies are being born. And people are getting fed and lovers are getting married and flowers are blooming and the turkeys are walking around Cambridge Common. Have you noticed? And we are here for it. We believe. We believe and we know that love wins. We believe that babies are born. And we believe that people will scoop them out of the water and nurture them. We believe that prophets will be born and they will speak and we will hear and we will respond. We know that this is not the end. It might feel like the end sometimes. If you listen to NPR, the world is ending tomorrow. But we know that's not true. This is not the end. This is the beginning. Bringing life into the world is always messy. It's a messy and beautiful endeavor. And it's an endeavor we are called to participate in. With Shiphrah and Puah, we're called to be midwives. All of us. Midwives of change. We are called to hold the space for birth. I've been thinking a lot about our future as a congregation. You know, this congregation has been thinking and planning and making architectural designs for the future and trying to expand for years before I came here. And now it's time. And we're about to embark on this big plan, the renovation of this building. It's time to birth something new. And it's going to be messy. It takes time to birth something. It's messy and it's not so great. And you know what? It will take trust and hope and money. But I want to remind you that we are not called to do all the things. We don't have to do all the things. Midwives don't do the birthing. They hold the space for the birthing. We have that opportunity to hold the space. And we have the opportunity to allow things that are going to be born. And we can make a soft landing for newborn ideas. And we get to wrap those newly born ideas and communities in love and safety and encouragement. The earth may be warming, the government may be crumbling, and the people may be tired. I'm tired today. Are you tired? I'm tired. But the midwives hold the space. I want to say, as a doula, I sat with lots of birthing women, and every single one of them got to the transition stage of labor, and they said, no, I'm sorry, I don't want to have a baby right now. Nope, I'm going home. Nope, I didn't really want this, I'm sorry, bye. And I would say, that's actually not an option. You know, something's going to be born, a baby's going to be born. This is where we are. The midwives have seen the parting of the veil. Shifra and Pua knew that birthing was going to be a messy process. And they are the ones who remind us today to say, yes, God is good, and we are still here. Love is winning. Thanks be to God for them. Thanks be to God for these women who hold the space for us and with us. Thanks be to God for the many midwives and the wise ones, the prophets, for the women who have shown us the way of God, who have shown us that we can follow in the way of Jesus, our brother, our Savior. God, our mother, guide us. God, our friend, comfort us. God, our loving parent, show us the way. Today and every day, we trust you, God. We trust in your love. We trust in the path of this congregation. God, lead us in the way of justice, peace, and mercy, for we are called and we are ready. In the name of Jesus, crucified and risen, we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen.